Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Brain Warrior's Way Cookbook by Tana Amen is a food-forward companion to the Brain Warrior approach, translating brain health principles into everyday meals. Built around the idea that what you eat can influence mood, attention, inflammation, and long-term cognitive resilience, the cookbook organizes nutrition into practical choices rather than abstract rules. It emphasizes nutrient density, stable blood sugar, and reducing dietary triggers that can worsen brain fog, low energy, and chronic pain. Recipes aim to be approachable for busy households while still aligning with a therapeutic mindset. Use food to support the brain, calm the body, and improve overall function. Alongside cooking guidance, the book reinforces lifestyle habits often paired with brain-healthy eating, such as planning, hydration, and mindful ingredient swaps. For readers who want concrete meals rather than theory, it offers a structured way to begin eating for sharper focus, steadier energy, and healthier aging. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, food as a brain-first strategy. A central theme is treating meals as a daily opportunity to support brain performance, not just manage weight. The cookbook frames ingredients in terms of how they may influence clarity, mood, and stamina by supporting steady energy and reducing inflammation. Rather than leaning on complicated nutrition science, it tends to steer readers toward consistent patterns, prioritize colorful produce, clean protein, and healthy fats, and limit refined sugars and highly processed foods that can create energy spikes and crashes. This brain-first lens matters because many people experience focus problems, irritability, or fatigue as normal, when diet can be one of the most adjustable inputs. The recipes are designed to make supportive choices easy by default, using accessible grocery items and familiar flavors. You also see an emphasis on building meals that feel satisfying, which helps adherence and reduces the urge to snack on ultra-processed foods. In practice, the book encourages readers to think in swaps and systems, how to make breakfast more protein-forward, how to build a lunch that does not trigger an afternoon slump, and how to create dinners that are comforting without being heavy. The result is a kitchen framework that links daily cooking with long-term cognitive protection. Secondly, stabilizing energy and focus through blood sugar control, the cookbook repeatedly points readers toward meals that support stable blood sugar, a key factor in sustained energy and mental sharpness. Many modern eating patterns rely on refined carbohydrates, sweetened beverages, and snack cycles that can cause rapid glucose rises followed by crashes, often experienced as brain fog, cravings, and irritability. By designing recipes around balanced macronutrients, the book aims to smooth that roller coaster. Practical strategies include pairing carbohydrates with protein and fat, favoring fiber-rich vegetables and lower-sugar fruits, and reducing dependence on refined flour and added sweeteners. This approach also supports better satiety, which can reduce mindless eating and improve consistency. For people who feel tired after meals, struggle with afternoon concentration, or have a pattern of late-day cravings, the book offers meal structures that can be easier to sustain than strict dieting. The recipes tend to encourage preparation habits that prevent last-minute convenience decisions, such as batch cooking proteins, keeping brain-friendly snacks available, and building simple sauces and dressings that make healthy meals taste rewarding. Over time, these choices can translate into improved productivity, fewer cravings, and a steadier mood, especially for readers sensitive to sugar swings. Thirdly, anti-inflammatory eating to support illness and healthy aging. Another important topic is using anti-inflammatory, nutrient-dense foods to support the body systems tied to aging and chronic illness. While the book does not position recipes as medical treatment, it underscores that inflammation, oxidative stress, and nutrient deficiencies can affect how you feel day-to-day and how well you age. Many recipes emphasize vegetables, herbs, spices, and fats often associated with anti-inflammatory patterns, while limiting heavily processed oils and foods that can be inflammatory for some people. The broader idea is to reduce dietary burden so the body can allocate resources to repair and resilience. This theme is especially relevant for readers who feel stuck in a cycle of low energy, aches, or recurring health complaints and want a food plan that aligns with preventive thinking. The cookbook supports this by building meals that are both nourishing and realistic, focusing on flavors that make consistent eating easier. It also encourages an environment of healthier defaults, such as pantry upgrades and ingredient standards that keep you aligned even when life is busy. By tying recipe design to long-term brain and body maintenance, it offers a lifestyle-oriented model of aging well that feels actionable at the grocery store and in the kitchen. Fourthly, cooking for pain, mood, and stress resilience. The book connects food choices with how the nervous system responds to stress and how pain and mood can be amplified or soothed. Many people with chronic stress or persistent discomfort find their eating becomes reactive, leading to more sugar, more processed foods, and less consistency. The cookbook counters that pattern by emphasizing meals that support calm, stable energy, and better recovery. The recipes often aim for comfort without derailment, offering alternatives that still feel indulgent while fitting within a brain-supportive framework. This is important because willpower-based plans often fail when people are tired or in pain. By focusing on meals that are satisfying and routine-friendly, the book encourages a gentler, more sustainable pathway. Use preparation, repetition, and flavor to reduce decision fatigue. It also implicitly supports a mindset shift where cooking becomes part of self-care and purpose, especially for readers reframing illness or pain as a catalyst for change. The practical benefit is that a consistent, nourishing diet can make it easier to maintain other supportive habits like movement, sleep routines, and social connection. In that way, the cookbook positions food as a stabilizing tool that can help readers feel more capable, less reactive, and more resilient in daily life. Lastly, practical systems, shopping, prep, and recipe structure. Beyond individual recipes, the cookbook delivers value through structure and repeatable systems. A major barrier to healthy eating is not knowledge but logistics, what to buy, how to prep, and how to keep meals enjoyable without spending hours cooking. The Brain Warrior approach is translated into doable steps like stocking a brain-friendly pantry, keeping quick proteins and vegetables on hand, and using simple flavor builders to prevent boredom. Recipe design tends to support a modular method. Components that can be mixed and matched, leftovers that convert into new meals, and options that work for families with varied preferences. This matters because consistency is what drives results, and consistency depends on convenience. The cookbook also supports readers who are new to cooking by leaning on familiar formats and clear outcomes, making it easier to commit for weeks rather than days. For experienced home cooks, it offers a focused framework for aligning their existing skills with brain health goals. By treating the kitchen as a system, not a series of isolated recipes, the book helps readers build habits that survive travel, busy work weeks, and stressful seasons. The takeaway is a sustainable routine where brain-supportive eating becomes the default rather than an ongoing struggle. In conclusion, this cookbook is best for readers who want a practical, food-based way to support brain health, energy, and focus, especially those who feel worn down by brain fog, stress, chronic discomfort, or inconsistent eating habits. It also suits caregivers and families who need approachable recipes that can fit into real schedules without turning every meal into a complicated nutrition project. The biggest life benefit comes from its repeatable patterns, meals built to stabilize energy, reduce reactive cravings, and nudge daily choices toward nutrient density and anti-inflammatory ingredients. When food becomes predictable and supportive, many people find it easier to sleep better, maintain steadier moods, and show up with more patience and productivity. Compared with similar health cookbooks that lean heavily on strict rules or niche ingredients, this one stands out for translating a brain-centered philosophy into everyday cooking routines and satisfying dishes. It is positioned as a bridge between wellness advice and the dinner table, making it a worthwhile buy for readers who want guidance they can actually implement. If you are motivated by the idea that the kitchen can be part of resilience and purpose, this book offers a clear starting point and a structure you can keep using. If you would like to support Tana Amen BSN RN, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.